today. I've got five actors here, and what's kind of nice is, I mentioned two of them are daughter-father combinations. And let's just have each of them introduce themselves so we can learn more about them. We also have two people that the two daughters pretty much grew up with the Saturday Light Brigade, which is nice. And let's get started with Alex.
Starting with me. Okay. Yeah, I am Alex. I did grow up with the Saturday Light Brigade. I don't know, in the play, I played a bunch of different characters. Oh, there's the microphone. including Juliet, Lady Macbeth. My character's got a bit of a twist to her, too. I don't want to give that away. You'll have to come see the show. And yeah, I just moved back to Pittsburgh in July. I'd been down in Washington, D.C. for grad school, so I have my master's. I'm smart, too.
Indeed you are. Where did you go to school?
I went to Marymount University. It's a small school in Arlington, Virginia. I studied legal psychology there.
Ooh.
Sounds a little fancier than it is, I think.
No, it's that, and what was your graduate work in? Or was that,
that was
your
it.
Graduate
yeah,
work? What's your undergraduate?
Psychology. I went to Carlo for that.
Oh, what a great school. I didn't know you went to Carlo.
I did.
We do a lot of work with Carlo these days. Legal psychology. So could you get involved in jury selection, maybe? Or
They probably wouldn't let me be on a jury because
no.
I too much
well, I meant
about
selecting,
it. But
helping
as far as that, yeah, that is an option as far as careers because they do use people to kind of help both sides, defense and prosecution.
You could be
a consultant
to help people get out of jury duty that they don't want to do it. We have a fellow that got a summons the other day who has a tad, has hair, you know, down to below his shoulders. He usually does the man bun thing. And we were trying to decide if untying his hair and presenting himself like that would help him get selected or rejected. And we decided it really would depend. He was definitely an outlier. Let's nice to meet you. Let's meet your dad. We'll just spin the mic over there. And he's Michael Makeda.
Hi, yeah, Michael Makeda, sometimes known as Michael from Mars.
And you've been acting in Pittsburgh for a long time. You've had a career as an actor.
Yeah, I started out, I guess, performing magic, and I do a little mentalism psychic show and such. But I really got started actually because of Alan Irvin, who convinced me to join Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks years ago when we did The Tempest.
Terrific. And have you acted with your daughter before?
I don't think so. Once? Okay. Yeah. Well, yes. One. That's right. Last year in Rochester.
Well, that's
again as part of Brawling Bard.
That's going to make it a lot of fun. Let's turn to Anne now and meet her. Hello.
Hi. I'm Anne Ramat. I'm the new kid at Brawling Bard. I've been in Pittsburgh for about a year. Before that, I was living in Ohio and working in theater and various things in like Cleveland and the Canton area.
How has Pittsburgh been so far?
I really like Pittsburgh. I grew up in a small town down near Johnstown, PA. So Pittsburgh in my head is Pittsburgh, Monroeville, and all the surrounding areas. And now that I moved here, I realized that no. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh is just Pittsburgh.
Where did you live near Johnstown?
It's a tiny little town called Northern Cambria that you have never heard of.
I know where Cambria City is, but we may have we're heard on WIUP in Indiana, and I know they're heard very well in Johnstown. What neighborhood are you living in now?
I live in Monroeville, actually.
Ah, so you're still kind of close to home and close to the city. Well, it's great to have you here. Next, we have Elizabeth Irvin. Hello.
Hello.
And you're not out of high school.
Nope, I have a few more months.
Is this your senior year?
Yep.
Okay, I was trying to remember if you'd be a junior or a senior. Where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
And what are your plans? Sorry to sound like every adult that talks to you, but
I'm trying to decide on which college to go to.
Do you want you know, we have a legal psychologist here who might be able to help you. Do you want to reveal where you've been accepted? Or
I've been accepted to Clarion, Juniata, and Temple University.
Ooh, all good schools. And are you able to take advantage of the Pittsburgh Promise?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
That is.
If you don't know Pittsburgh Public Schools, good grades qualify you for great, you know, not loans, but grants from the Pittsburgh Promise Program. And I'm always eager to point that out. So that's terrific. What do you play in this play?
I play Elizabeth in the play.
And your name is Elizabeth. Well, that makes it easy. I forgot to ask Michael, what do you play?
Similar to Alex, I have a variety of roles. I am Lord Capulet. I am Sir Toby. I am Gil, half of Rosie and Gil.
Ah.
And a few other small parts here and there.
Excellent. And I see Elizabeth has, or is this the, this is the name of the play. It's Elizabeth Wants a Sword Fight, but it. Did Alan wrote this, I think.
Yes, I wrote it.
And this is Alan Irvin. Tell me, Alan's a storyteller originally from Louisiana. You've heard him here Saturdays lots of times. So it's the Brawling Bard Theater Company. And I'm gathering we're mixing Shakespeare with sword fighting.
Yeah.
Tell me about the story.
Well, the story is of a young girl named Elizabeth who wants adventure and goes off in search of it and kind of wanders through various Shakespeare plays and setups and things like that and is in search particularly of sword fight. So there's a fair bit of different stage combat action all through it. So swords, knives, punches, choking.
As if
good family fun.
Yeah, as if you had your daughter in mind when you wrote this, I suspect.
Well, actually, she provided the title because when I started to work on this year's show, this is our fourth year at the Fringe Festival, and I was just starting to play with ideas, and she started to complain that last year she didn't get to be in the sword fight. Actually, she hadn't been in the sword fight the year before either. Said, I want a sword fight this year. I did point out that last year she was the only one in the cast that actually had a weapon, but she said, yeah, all she did was run around and wave it. She didn't actually get to fight, so she wanted a sword fight, and I said, you know, that actually sounds like a good title.
Elizabeth wants a sword fight, and this will debut at the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd at St. Mary's Lyceum on Chestnut Street. And we've linked to the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival website as well as Alan's site. So do you have – you've got a scene here. Do we need to set it up at all?
Well, just a little bit. So this is kind of in the middle of the play. And as I said, Elizabeth kind of wanders through different Shakespeare bits. At this point, she is on a boat and will run into somebody else who is kind of fleeing. So this is our take on Hamlet. It's a little scene in the middle. And Larry, we actually have for you the very last line of the scene.
Oh.
So there's our special guest appearance here.
I'm sorry, I read my line. It's humorous. It's full of puns. I'll keep it to myself.
So we're going to start. I think we kick off with... Anne as Hamlet. You want to point out where we start, just so you guys are starting at the same spot.
Do I go now?
You're the very last line, okay. Larry.
The director will point.
Okay. Now? I'll be quiet. My mic is off.
Oh, hello. I heard we picked up another passenger. And who are you fleeing from?
Me? Fleeing? Oh, well, no, you see...
It's my uncle. Killed my father, married my mother, scheming with my girlfriend's father to get me out of the picture. Usual stuff. What about you? Crazy grandmother? Greedy guardian? Unsettling parental spirit?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm on my way to England to stop the assassination of the king.
Snakes in the garden? Been there.
Well, I don't know that they're going to use snakes, I suppose.
If things go wrong, take my advice. You know how people always bring food after the funeral? Save the leftovers. You might need them for the wedding, especially the cookies for the cookie table.
I don't know of any wedding.
Something will come up, trust me. And watch out for ghosts.
Ghosts? Who are they?
They're with me. They're my best friends in all the world, Rosie and Gil.
Which one is which?
You know, it's odd. I used to know. Then my friend Tom kept getting them mixed up. Now no one can keep them straight. I think it's because they look so much alike. You want to be careful of those two. They're up to something.
They are?
Oh, yes. You see, they have a letter from my uncle.
The one who killed your father?
And married my mother. Ruined a play I wrote, too. He sent those two to keep an eye on me. They're carrying a letter from him, but they won't let me see it. Hey, maybe you can help me out. Help me get the letter.
Steal the letter?
Borrow it. Just so I can read it over, see what my uncle is planning. Then we put it back and they won't notice a thing.
Well, I suppose I
could.
Good,
good. Just act natural. No need to mention my name. Oh, whatever you do, don't bring up hawks or handsaws. They're real touchy about those for some reason.
Oh, hi. Nice weather for a cruise.
It's about to storm.
Oh, right. It gets like that when the wind is southerly. Oh, but I'm sure the wind will change to a north-northwest any minute soon.
Are you insinuating something about hawks?
Or handsaws.
Why are you so interested in the wind?
No reason, just passing the time. If I had my sword, I could just take the letter.
You don't have your sword. You have your wits. Use them. They're getting suspicious.
Oh, you have a recorder. Do you play?
No. And it's an ocarina.
What a coincidence. I don't play either. Can't sound the lowest note or the top. And I don't seem to know how to stop.
Perhaps your wit's diseased.
That's not a wholesome answer.
If you have no further trade with us, we'll retire to our closet.
That's as easy as lying. You know, lying down, to rest, in your cabin, closet, whatever. Speaking of lying down, do you happen to have anything I could read?
Read? Why would you ask that?
It's just that I packed so quickly, I forgot to bring anything to read. I like to read before going to sleep. You don't have anything I could borrow, do you? A novel? A poem? A letter?
A letter?
Oh, I have a letter.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. This one, from the king.
That'll do. I'll return it by and by.
You fool. Get the letter back.
Oh.
Here. I'm open. Here. This is a letter from my uncle to the King of England. Dear King of England, kill Hamlet, your friend, Hamlet's uncle. What? Well, I'm not going to take this. Let's just fix this a bit. Cross out Hamlet and write in Rosie and Gil. Ha! No one can tell the difference.
Gotcha.
No, let me go.
Where's the letter? Give me that letter.
I don't have a letter. Here. Oh, you mean this letter.
That's better. I've got my eye on you.
Yes, you treacherous camel.
Camel? You mean weasel.
Well, that went rather well. Though we should probably leave before they notice anything suspicious.
Leave? We're on a ship at sea.
A sea infested with pirates? I signaled for someone to come pick us up.
Arg, Cap'n Uber here. Someone signaled for a lift?
I've never been in a radio play like that before. That was fun. And bravo. This sounds like a terrific amount of fun. And Brawling Bard Theater. And look for this play called Elizabeth Wants a Sword Fight at the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival. PittsburghFringe.org is how you can get more information on the festival. or go to Facebook at Brawling Bard to get more information about the theater company. And showtime's March 31st at 10:50, April Fool's Day at 1 o'clock, and April 2nd at 3 p.m. all at St. Mary's Lyceum on Chestnut Street. Anything else to... I know there's one other thing we're going to mention that Alan's into. Anything else about the current performance we just mentioned?
A lot of fun, a lot of energy. There's lots of jokes that you'll catch if you know your Shakespeare, but there's lots of just fun comedy and action if you've never touched Shakespeare at all. And really, kids, adults, it's an all-ages show.
Excellent. And you mentioned another show that you're involved
with. And then just as a storyteller, I'm also at the Pittsburgh Fringe on Friday night doing a very different sort of show. It's called Lost Love, Tales of Tragic Romance. So it's three of kind of my favorite stories to tell, all, as the title suggests, sort of tragic tales. There's Romeo and Juliet, there's an Irish ghost story, and sort of ghostly romance. So that's Friday at 8 o'clock, and that's also up on the PittsburghFringe.org site.
Well, thank you to all of you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope folks will come and check you out. A sword. Elizabeth wants a sword fight. I almost said a sword fight for Elizabeth. That sounds like like a children's book, almost. A sword fight for Elizabeth. Thank you, all of you, for being here. And again, more information at Facebook if you go to at Brawling Bard and PittsburghFringe.org.